From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a series of attacks have rocked Paris with dozens of people reported killed. French officials say that gunmen opened fire and set off explosions in several places in the capital and have taken hostages at the city's Bataclan concert hall. Early reports say at least 35 people have been killed in the attacks and several dozen hostages have been taken. Witnesses say at least one man opened fire with an automatic weapon at a restaurant in the city's 10th district. Another attack, an explosion, was reported in a bar near the National Stadium, where France was hosting a soccer match with Germany. French President François Hollande was a spectator at the match and was evacuated. Officials say the president is holding an emergency meeting to address the crisis. He is currently addressing the nation. At the White House, President Obama said the United States stands with France in the fight against terrorism.
This is an attack not just on Paris. It's an attack not just on the people of France, but this is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond. France is our oldest ally. The French people have stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States time and again. And we want to be very clear that we stand together with them in the fight against terrorism and extremism.
Further details about the attacks were not immediately available. The attacks come weeks before global leaders gather in Paris for talks on climate change. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.